Get ready.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
So the new 2018 book, Playing Changes, by Nate Chinnan, opens with this line, a secret, I've got a little secret. Cecile McLaurin-Savant flashes a grin. And that begins a very important new book from one of jazz's leading critics, and it's an invigorating, richly detailed portrait of the artists and events that have shaped the music of our time. Grounded in authority and brimming with style, this stands as the first book to take the measure of an exhilarating jazz movement, a compelling argument for the resiliency of the art form, and the rejoinder to any claims about its clarification or demise. This book expands on the idea, highlighting a host of real changes, ideological, technological, theoretical, and practical, that jazz musicians have learned to navigate since the turn of the century. Chinnan has chronicled this evolution firsthand through his journalistic career, vividly setting the backdrop, charting the origins of jazz historicism and the rise of institutional framework for the music. He traces the influence of commercialized jazz education and reflects on the implication of globalized jazz ecology. He unpacks the synergies between jazz and post-millennial hip-hop and R&B, illuminating an emergent rhythm signature to the music. And he shows how a new generation of shape-shifting elders like Wayne Shorter and Henry Threadgill have moved the aesthetic center of the music. And during this hour of music together, we will celebrate this book and the music of jazz that keeps on thriving well into 2018. Our first cut was from alto saxophonist and composer Arthur Blythe with the 1979 song Jitterbug Waltz off his LP In the Tradition back in 1979. This is a cutting-edge kind of cat that is perfect to kick off a resounding retrospective on the music. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of jazz innovators here in 2018, from Chris Hazleton to Ebony Fondren, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, a savvy kind of jazz town that has already written its own book on jazz that keeps on drawing new ink all the time. So the first chapter of this book, called Change the Guard, begins this way. Kamasi Washington stood tall on a lot of big stages during his year of ascendance. Off his Tour de Force LP, The Epic, circa 2015, this is the tune Final Thought, as our initial thoughts keep on brimming. We'll be right back.
this is Javon Jackson. Hope you enjoy the music you're listening to from one of my good friends, Neon Jazz, by Joe Dimino.
From the opening line of Chapter 2, From This Moment On, this is the line. Introducing Brad Meldow opens with a quick spray of staccato. Tap, 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 tap. Like someone knocking impatiently on a door. And that tune was John Boy from Brad off the 2010 CD Highway Rider. So Brad has been at the keys recording and performing extensively since the early 90s. He has proved himself to be one of the most innovative and exciting cats carrying jazz forward. So the third chapter of this book, Playing Changes by Nate Chinnan, called Uptown Downtown, begins this way. John Zorn was in his battle uniform, camouflage cargo pants, hooded sweatshirt, high-top sneakers, as he paced the stage in the Rose Theater. From the innovative composer, arranger, record producer, saxophonist, and multi-instrumentalist with hundreds of albums to his credit as a performer, composer, and a producer, this is Mr. Zorn with Pior sur la Ville off the 1985 groundbreaker, The Big Gun Down, as this hour moves on.
Thank you. Johnny Rollins. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
Thank you.
So Nate began chapter 4, called Play the Mountain, with this line. To hear him tell it, Steve Coleman had his first bolt of inspiration one afternoon on the south side of Chicago, circa 1977. The bees bothering him while he practiced, then he took note of them, and it inspired him. And those bees were the fuel for Mr. Steve Coleman, but it was also in Chapter 5, The New Elders, that started with this line. Danilo Perez was 35, a well-regarded Panamanian jazz pianist on the verge of a popular breakthrough as a bandleader when he decided instead to open door number 2. So, that was Danilo with the 2000 tune Suite for the Americas Part 2 off Motherland, showing off his skills as a pianist, composer, educator, and social activist, a cat that is one of the most influential and dynamic musicians of our time. So from Chapter 6, Gangsterism on a Loop, it begins this way. Jason Moran took an unorthodox route to his gig at the Three Deuces. His coordinates were off by about 70 years and more than 4,000 miles. With that, from pianist and Harlem resident Jason Moran, we move into Gangsterism on a River off the 2001 CD Black Stars as this hour of celebrating jazz changes moves on. Thank you.
I do every day. I turn on the radio and I listen to Neon Jazz. Joe Dimino told me I should do that because he plays my music a lot and I would enjoy what I heard. I think you should do the same. This is Carla Bley telling you what to do.
From the onset of Chapter 7, Learning Jazz, it begins with this, the most influential book in the history of jazz education. Some would say the history of jazz is the real book, which was published in 5 editions over the course of 3 decades before it could become legally sold. And that was the tune Better Times off the 1993 CD, Real Book, from bassist Steve Swallow. And it was a poignant statement on a book and music that celebrated jazz all the time. So from Chapter 8, Infiltrate and Ambush, it begins with this. The concert began in a state of rippling composure. Vijay Iyer at the Steinway, his tolling chords carried aloft in the evening air. And with that, we go into Grammy-nominated composer and pianist Vijay Iyer, the most viable and biggest jazz star alive today, arguably. This is the 2005 tune Inertia off the album Reimagining as the show goes on. Thank you.
Hello, this is Arturo Sandoval, and you're listening to Mio Jazz with Joe DeMino.
So, Chapter 9, Changing Games is the name of it, starts off with Soulquarians didn't set out to revolutionize the pulse of modern jazz. And that's what one of these cats in the chapter did. LA guitarist and composer Jeff Parker, that was the 2016 tune Get Dressed off the CD, The New Breed. So this is another crossover kind of cat. He has been a member of the post-rock group Tortoise since 96 and was a founding member of Isotope 217 and the Chicago Underground Trio in the 90s and early 2000s. So we move on here to Chapter 10, which is Exposures. It begins this way. By 11 a.m. Thursday, she was writing lyrics on the wall. This was Esperanza Spalding. The irrepressible bassist, singer, songwriter, and composer and bandleader making her fifth album called Exposure in an L.A. recording studio. With that, we give you the tune Real Very Small off her 2010 CD Chamber Music Society as we move on down Book Row.
La, 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 la. Hi, this is alto saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthapa, and you're listening to the greatest jazz show in Kansas City, Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Chapter 11, The Crossroads, we give you an artist signaling yet another big change in music and jazz for the better. That was alto saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthapa with the 2008 song Kadri Alap off the CD called Kinsmen. And our final march into the music, this is Chapter 12, Style Against Style. It starts out this way to set it all up. Mary Halverson couldn't be seen, and it was a problem. She was settling into the first set of her momentous Village Vanguard debut in the midsummer of 2017. From one of improvised music's most in-demand guitarists, this is Mary with Beast off her groundbreaking 2018 CD called Code Girl. So as we get ready to move on here on this important retrospective, this is a very important thought in the afterword of this book. As long as people have been talking about jazz, they've been talking about where it's going. And as it is often true of jazz, the historical thrust of programming only sharpened a focus on the present moment and its endless possibilities. Progress is almost beside the point. The music will flow and fluctuate. It will keep going. And where to? Anywhere. It just happens. That is poignant. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who is always playing changes, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Taking it to the barn.
Reach out to us. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the changes in jazz, my friends.
Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.